Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today we're going to talk about faithfulness. When God made his covenant with David, he said, "But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Psalms 89:24. He meant his faithfulness was everlasting, even to the generations to come. What a beautiful promise. Faithfulness is a steadfast, unwavering, firm determination to adhere to a cause or purpose. We have a tendency to doubt God's word. We read it, but somehow our human nature does not believe it really applies to us in the here and now. God was faithful to the covenant he made with David, that even after David was dead and buried, he would not punish Solomon's disobedience by taking away his kingdom. In 1 Kings 11:11-13, the Lord says, "For as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding in the days, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son, for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen." We see God defending the city in 2 Kings 19:34 and in 25-26, and it also says, "For my servant David's sake." God is faithful. We need to believe his word. No matter what you are going through, who has betrayed you, who has hurt you, or who has left you, you need to know that he sticks to you closer than a brother. He loves you so much that he became man. He humbled himself, being God, and put himself in the form of a little baby to be cared for by a young virgin girl that had no clue as to how to raise a child, let alone the Son of God. He loves you so much that he, being God, was willing to walk as a man. He was rejected by his most trusted friends, betrayed, sold by one of his chosen bosom buddies. His own brothers ridiculed and didn't understand him. The human father that he had didn't quite get him, didn't really know how to be his dad. Come on, he wasn't even going to marry his human mother. In Matthew 1:19. Rejected, betrayed, abandoned, disdained, ridiculed, abused, beaten, misunderstood. Does this sound a bit familiar? At the first sign of trouble, we run. We cry, "God, where are you? He doesn't understand. He doesn't care. If he did, he would do something." Ever feel like that? Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin." He has gone through it. Who would you rather trust, someone who's all talk or someone who's been through it and knows what you're going through? I'll stake my life on this one thing. My God is faithful. His word is truth, and he is merciful. God knows what he got when he made you, and honey, you are no big surprise to him. He will take you through, and if you repent of your slip-ups and sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's in the word, 1 John 1:9. Nothing is too big for him. "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." I stand on that. That's Lamentations 3:21-23. Trust in him. Believe his word. The very fact that you are hearing this today attests to his faithfulness. He didn't have to suffer. He didn't have to give his life. He didn't have to do it. But my, am I glad he did. Pray with me. Father God, you sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for me. I have gone through so much, some not my fault, but a lot due to my own bad choices. Forgive me of my sins, those that I willfully commit and those I commit out of ignorance. Only you can know what I am going through. Only you can help me and heal me. I long for your peace and your faithfulness. I pledge you my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.